just one idea as every day Yeshiva is special, but today is even more so, as guys are starting to think about their summer plans. Many people think about what to do during their summer after Yeshiva. And you're going to see through today, we have three superstars that are coming at 6 o'clock today. Moshe Benefits, Rav Shaul Feldman, and Rav Judah Michelle will answer a lot of the questions. A lot of the questions that the balance of how to be able to continue your own personal learning, at the same time to make a difference, to be that madrich, or learning the base medrash, stay in yeshiva for another month, and then be a madrich on the base medrash, all these different options that happen.
What time is
it? It's at 6 o'clock today. The one with so many questions that come up in the parsha, but one of the major questions comes is, how does Yitzchak come and give a bracha to Yaakov, to Esav? Starts off in Perichov Zayin, some want to say, Vayiki Zaken Yitzchak, Vatich Ena Einav Mirot. That introduction tells us why he first is calling Esav. Because why? What's the reason? Because he's old. Simple pshat. He's old. And him being old, therefore what happens? He is not aware of Esav's rishut. That's how some people say. Other people read that pasuk and say that again, it's not just the pure old age, but rather it's connected to the Akedat Yitzchak on a certain level of what happened through the near sacrifice of Yitzchak. However, there's another pshat. There's many, many different perushim, but just for the 3-minute thought, so I want to quote from you from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, which is something very important. Being in yeshiva, there are times when things become shelo lishma, things, instead of you working on your personal growth and helping others out, like we've talked about over the last 2 weeks, the concept of chesed and yirat shamayim, the concept of caring about others. In this week's parsha, it says vayet etar Yitzchak lenochach Hashem, right? That's what it says in the beginning. Vayet etar Yitzchak, beginning of the parsha. Vayet etar Yitzchak Lashem. Lenochach ishto. A good example, Yitzchak's davening. Very straight. Doesn't use the word vayit paleo. What language does he use? Vayetar. What is vayetar? What type of tefillah is that? What is it? What does it mean vayetar? What? No, that's with a tet. Atara with a tet. Is with malchut. Says Rashi, hirba vihivtsir betfilah. Rashi says it's what? It's a type of tefillah that you're constantly urging and beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful midrash of Yochanan says that you don't read with a, like an Aramaic, okay, it's a drash. It says, Vayetar with a tuf. He says, don't read it with the Aramaic tuf, but read it with the shin. Tuf and shin are interchangeable. And therefore, what is it? Vayeshar, from the language of? Osher. What does it mean, the language of Osher? Explains Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab, who was in Germany and also was a big Rav in Washington Heights in the Breuers community. He explains in a sefer called Mehin Beit HaShoeva. He says that what does it mean he davened with wealth? It means he didn't just daven for his barren wife. Says the Midrash, he davened for all barren women. Vayetar. So that's what we've talked about. The concept of caring about others, even your own tefillah. Kol ha-mitpalel al-chavero, you're na'anet chila. But sometimes in yeshiva, we get lost. And we start getting into the rat races. The race of, am I better than the other person? Am I? And you start thinking that life is about win-lose. That the only way I get to win is if the other guy loses. Instead of win-win. And therefore, Yitzchak, in this case, is a tremendous model. As opposed to looking at Esau's downtrodden, a person who's a cheater, person who is ki'ilu, not real, he's not for real, kitzai befiv, he's just talking the talk but doesn't walk the walk. As opposed to the first two interpretations that Yitzchak's head is in the sky, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Yitzchak's very grounded. He knows what's going on. When Esav marries Bosmat Bat Ishmael, the Torah says, Vatiyena Morat Ruach. It hurt him. He wasn't in Shamayim. He wasn't in totally disconnected. And therefore the Orach Chaim HaKadosh explains why does Yitzchak give the bracha and want to give the bracha first to Esav? Because, if I'll read it to you, the Tam Yitzchak Shayan Chafetz Levarech Esav Arasha Ki Chashav Shebeemtzaut Abrachot Yitapech Lemidat Atov Yitiv Drachav. He was hoping that through the brachot he would be able to direct them as he would see the good and continue improving his ways. Ki Atzadikim Yichavu Beasot Bneihem Rasha Vayah Mishtadelim Oleitiv Veefshar Shayam Oyim. If you want to say it even a little bit differently, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh saying he was hoping for the good for Esav. If you want to say it even a little bit differently, the midah of a tzaddik, especially coming from his Abba, who was Yitzchak's Abba? Eile Todot Yitzchak, Abraham. What is Abraham? What is the midah of Avraham Avinu? Not only Chesed. When we say the Mishnah Avot says, Mam Bin Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu and Bilam HaRasha, the first one is Ayin Tova. What does Ayin Tova mean? A good eye. Right? So you have the baseball good eye. But a good eye, what's a good eye? It's possible that Yitzchak got the midah from his father, got from his midah his father of Abraham, which is what? Being able, it's not just chesed like we've talked about. It's being able to see good in people. Being able to see good in people. Kitzayim b'fiv doesn't mean that he's just a trickery, but rather he was able to say, I know that he's got kochot, and therefore I want to give him a bracha and make sure that within the physical world he's what? Successful. Because that's his kochot. He's a person who's supposed to be successful with his strengths. So it's very possible that the reason, again, according to Orach Chaim, and I'm adding a little twist, as opposed to what we had said in Yeshiva, where it's the win-lose, it's mamash pumfakir. The only way you're really looking to develop is not only your own personal growth, but helping out other people. And not this feeling, oh, look at me, I'm so great in this. But rather, I'm great in this, Baruch Hashem, let me see where I can be helping out the other person. That is a tremendous midah that we have to continue working on, of the Bayeh Atar Yitzchak, Yitzchak having Ayin Tova like his father, continuing that even with the challenges. And the biggest challenge, which is his son, it's so much easier to see good when it's not your son. Because you're able, as the Chovat HaTalmidim says, to be able to look past, because you know that he's going to continue going through stages and it'll be fine. The hardest piece is with your own son. Your own son, how many times my wife says, do you talk to your own Talmidim like you talk to? She says, because when you have your own, I try to. But at the same time, it's not so simple. So Meretz Hashem, we should continue following our avot of the Midah Ayin Tova. I was in a seminar, and the guy was running a seminar on Ayin Tova. How to train to see if it's good, or to be able to train yourself to look at good at things. And what was ironic is that when the guy was speaking, giving the training session of Ayin Tova, he was horrible. He was terrible. I was there for an hour and a half. And inside, ironically, all I was doing the whole time was what? Ayin Tova, Ayin Tova, Ayin Tova. Meaning, the guy was trying to teach me about Ayin Tova, he himself was so bad that the best training was that he was horrible. Now, you might say that was, you know, was Bakabana, but it wasn't Bakabana. Yeah. He had gone through a course, he checked off the course, you know, and then he started teaching, but he was horrible. And it was like, ironic. But at the same time, that's a way to view life. If you view life always as ayin ra'a, pessimistic, looking at the bad in people, it might make you feel good at the beginning. That's not the way to live life. We live through Yitzchak Avinu, through Avram of the Ayin Tova. Everyone open up, please.